Okay, Baruch Hashem, today we're going to start Tilchus Shabbos after Lili Nishmas, our very good friend, Chaim Lozem Shem Shenaria, whose Yahrzeit is actually this coming Shabbos, not this coming Shabbos, yes, not this Shabbos, the following Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. So Lili Nishmas, Moshe Daniel, and Rivka Bas Moshe Israel, Yisroel Menachem Moshe, to be Yisroel Sfut Shalem, Chaim Moshe Malka. Me and Bracha Basar Malka and for Matritz and Fegel Dina, and it's just for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So before we get started, Hilchos Shabbos, I hope everybody will indulge me. We'll just do a short introduction, just some thoughts before we start Hilchos Shabbos. I took some notes because I don't seem to remember everything anymore. And hopefully we'll get the start today. If not, in Eretz Hashem, we will start on Monday. So there's a very interesting thing that we say every Shabbos by davening. And by Shacharis and Shmoneh Esrei, we say, "V'leinu satay Hashem likeinu l'goyei haaretz." Hashem did not give Shabbos to the nations of the earth. "V'lein chaltu hinchaltai malkeinu la'ev de'alilim." He did not was not yerushit to those that serve avodah zarah. "Gam b'menuchasay la'yishkenu harelim." The goyim will not have part of the menucha of Shabbos. "Ki la'amchi Yisrael nesatay b'ahava," because Hashem gave it to us with love. "L'zera Yaakov hashem b'machata." Right. That's what we say every Shabbos by davening, that Hashem gave it only to us. And the obvious question is that all the mitzvahs Hashem, the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach that he gave to the goyim, every other mitzvah, trumas, ma'aser, peah, demai, every single other mitzvah Hashem gave to us. So what are we saying over here by davening every Shabbos that Hashem did not give this to the goyim? It would seem to be pretty obvious and l'chaira not that much of a chiddush. The truth of the matter is, the Svarim explained, our Hashulchan brings this down, others bring it down. He says, really, Shabbos is part of the creation of the world. When Hashem created the world, he created the world in 6 days, on this Vayonach Vayom Mishvi, and Hashem rested on the seventh day, Vayikachehu, it says that Hashem went ahead and put Kedusha into day number seven. It was part of the creation of the world. So just like Hashem gave all the world, both Goyim and Yidden, the sun, the moon, the animals, the grass, the created humans, every single part, it was a chelik of creation. So really, al pi derech hateva, Hashem made Shabbos Kedusha, and that's just a chelik of the creation of the world. As the sun is shining, the seventh day has Kedusha. So without Hashem having done anything, the Shabbos would have been something that would have been given to us and would have been given to Goyim. It was given to the whole world. It's part of creation. Hashem went ahead and said, no, although this is part of creation, I am only going to give that to Klal Yisrael. And we'll see in a moment what's so special about it. But Hashem is only going to give, took that, which was the nature was given as part of the creation of the world, everyone, and put it away. And as it says, Matana Toivah Yeshli V'meis Genuzasi, Hashem says, I have a great present that I have in my storehouse. I mean, it was part of the world. Hashem took it out and put it away, stored it away for Klal Yisrael to be given to Klal Yisrael after Matan Torah. And that's what we're saying Shabbos by davening. Hashem did not give this to them because it really was part of the world, and Hashem went ahead and he gave it to us. Rashi on the pasuk Zachas Rashi says Tasama Lipcha is the expression Rashi uses, and you have to place the remembrance of Shabbos on your heart. And the Mefarshim explained that what Rashi is telling us that Shabbos is not something that we have to just remember on Shabbos. But Shabbos is something that we have to remember every single day of the week. The famous Pshat, that's what we say, Hayom Yom Rishon b'Shabbos Kodesh, to remind us about Shabbos every single day. We have to remember Shabbos every day. The Gemara says, we learn about it. You find a piece of good meat during the week, you say, I'm putting it away for Shabbos. Shabbos is supposed to be on my mind the entire week. Why? Why is Shabbos supposed to be on my mind in the entire week? The Chayyadim explains that, as we all know, there is two different beliefs in this world. We believe Hashem created the world, that those believe in evolution, it came about. The basic of Emunah is Shabbos. When I keep Shabbos and I say that Shabbos is special, means I am recognizing Hashem created the world. We are therefore his servants, and our entire life, our entire week is supposed to be to serve Hashem. That's what we are recognizing by keeping Shabbos. It's the Yesod HaEmunah, he says. And therefore, that's why Rashi is telling us this is something that we have to really remember the entire week. What does Shabbos do for us? We know Shabbos is Shakal Kenegat Kol HaTorah Kula. That's good and bad. If somebody is kofer b'Shabbos, he's kofer b'kol ha'Torah. If I'm kofer in the mitzvah of Meiser, I'm a mummer for Meiser, but I'm not a mummer l'chol ha'Torah kula. If I'm kofer in Shabbos, I'm kofer in the whole in the whole Shabbos. On the other hand, if I keep Shabbos, right? It says in the Gemara, it says moichon l'chol ha'Venosav. They dash in the pasuk zochas yom ha'Shabbos meichal aloi, right? Machal loy, that if you keep Shabbos, you're going to get forgiven for all your averis. Other famous things, famous sayings. Nicely nachlablimitzarim. You're going to get everything that you can ever imagine. You nitzel mishibed golas. Your nicely mishalas libay. Everything that you want, everything that we desire. We daven the whole week. We daven 3 times a day for everything that we need. You keep Shabbos, then you are going to be able to get everything that you need the entire week. That being said, so it's great. Let's keep Shabbos, right? And we'll get everything that we need. Famous Shabbos Leket writes that unless you're going to learn Shabbos, you're not going to be able to keep Shabbos, right? The Hilchos Shabbos, and this is going to take us some time to get through Chelek Beis. And even after we get through, it's something that we're going to have to learn many, many times over, and we will likely only scratch the surface of what Hilchos Shabbos is. Without learning Hilchos Shabbos, you don't have a chance of properly keeping Shabbos. And I saw the Piskei Tshuva brings a couple of simple examples, right, of where keeping Shabbos versus not keeping Shabbos can boil down to Amaratzis, right? So he gives a simple example. Chas v'shalom, a fire breaks out on someone's house, right? So fire breaks out on your candle tips over, the tablecloth's on fire. If it's going to sakana for people, we know sakana sefashos is daicha Shabbos. So I'm not encouraging anyone over here not to put out the fire. But here is the different reaction from somebody who knows Hilchos Shabbos and somebody who doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos. So somebody who knows Hilchos Shabbos knows I'm allowed to put out the fire. Okay, great. Most even people who don't know Hilchos Shabbos probably know that's Mesiras Nefesh, you have to put out the fire. But somebody who doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos says, okay, I'm allowed to put it out. He takes the water, he dumps it on the fire, he puts out the fire. On the flip side, somebody who does know Hilchos Shabbos will quickly assess that the truth is, if I can pour water on the tablecloth 1 inch over away from the fire, and then the fire is going to be put out, I was only a gorama to put the fire out, and that was the right way who's supposed to do it. Again, just so nobody burns their house down, we're not talking about in the case of Sakana. It's clear to you that you can pour the water an inch away, and it's going to still accomplish the same thing. So the guy who doesn't know Hilchos Shabbos put out the fire, but Lamaisa, he went ahead. He was over Shabbos because in that situation, he wasn't supposed to put it out. The other guy put it out. He gives another simple example. This is not so negated today, but you have a farm, and you just bought 100 new turkeys for your farm, and the turkeys break out on Shabbos, right? Adam Boil HaMemayne. Person is very, very, very concerned. And one of the things he's going to do is either be a frumak and he's going to let his turkeys go and he's going to lose the money and it's going to be baltashnas and he's not going to be have it, or he's not going to be able to control himself and he's going to quickly capture the turkeys. On the flip side, somebody who does know Hilchos Shabbos is going to say, hold on, Amir lak, in the makom of where it's chasar and kis is maybe okay. On the flip side, I don't even have to do Amir lakim because I can tell the guy to take the turkeys and put it into my house. A house is not really tzedah because it's not easy to capture it once you open it. Instead of telling the guy to put it in a spot that is very easy, it's a small pen, which you'd be over on is Amir la'akam for this of tzedah. I'm going to tell the guy to put it into a big barn where they're not able to catch, and it's not even a shvus, and they weren't over anything. That's some basic examples. There's thousands of these examples that we can just go through more and more and more. And real there's a the difference between somebody who wants to keep Shabbos but doesn't know the halachas, it becomes almost impossible to be able to keep Shabbos. We're inevitably going to make a mistake and be over an issa Shabbos. On the flip side, if we make the effort to learn, tackle all these brachas of nice like nachum limitzarim and mich like halavai nice of and nice like kol mashalas libay, shemir tzeshem come true. Two last points before we start with the halacha. We know there's a famous thing that on Shabbos we have a neshama yisera. So, what is a neshama yisera? So, the many write neshama yisera is physically we're able to be more relaxed on Shabbos. Physically, we are able to. It's part of our nature. On Shabbos, we get neshama yisera. We're able to calm down. We're able to sleep better. We're able to eat better. We can eat more and not feel terrible about it. We'll feel terrible about it Sunday morning, But we're able to physically eat more on Shabbos and not be able to feel bad about it, and not and physically be able to relax better. Do stress the whole week. Shabbos, the nature of our body becomes able to be more relaxed. We have a Chavos Hadas on Shabbos. That's what the Neshama Yisera says. On the other hand, the Eben Ezra writes that the Neshama Yisera is different. You know what the Neshama Yisera does us? It broadens our minds so we can understand Torah better on Shabbos. That's the way that Eben Ezra writes what the Neshama Yisera is. So that doesn't really jive together. The Svarim write, they're really tied one to another, and they're both different. Because we are able to relax better, and because we're able to sleep Friday night better, and because we're able to take a nap Shabbos in the afternoon, because of that, we are also able to have our brains open and be able to understand Torah, and we'll be able to go to a shir and sit through it better on Shabbos. We have to remember, the point of Shabbos is not just to relax. The point of although we have in the Shomer Yisrael, which gives us that ability, the point of Shabbos is not only to be able to eat good food and not feel disgusted by it. The point of Shabbos is to be able to do those things so that we can increase our learning of Torah on Shabbos. One more Hakdama, this is specific to the first siman that we're going to learn. First siman we're going to learn is about Kavod Shabbos and Einik Shabbos. And very, very often, those are interchangeable words that we have. We have to be Ma'anig es Shabbos, we have to be Mechabed es Shabbos. They're really very, very different. And just so we understand the first sif, we're going to, just to explain it, Kavod is respect and Einik is enjoyment. Kavod means I should shower every Shabbos. My table should be set nicely. I should use the nicest dishes on Shabbos. I should wear a nice suit on Shabbos. I should make sure my house is clean on Shabbos. That is Kavod Shabbos. And the Rav has spoken this in the past. You know, we travel sometimes. Oh, I'm going to take my old suit because I want to put my old suit in the suitcase. Or I'm going up to the mountains. I'm going to take my old suit. I'm going to take my smashed up hat. Right, I don't want to wash dishes, so I'm going to use plastic on Shabbos. Again, sometimes for shalom bayis you can use plastic on Shabbos, but the kavod Shabbos is not that. Kavod Shabbos is, yeah, I'm traveling, I'm still going to take my best suit and my nicest shoes and my nice hat. There is an inyan in that. You're going to the. We spoke a lot about it there in Chelek Beis about doing everything we do in our life. We should do with an intention to do it. So you're going to the store. You can, and you have a Yetzer Hara for a nice suit because it really drew your eye and it's a good quality suit. You are able to go ahead and say, you know what? I want to be Mechabed as a Shabbos with a nicer suit. And now your purchase of that nice suit instead of a Yetzer Hara became a mitzvah. That is Kavod Shabbos. Einik Shabbos is enjoying Shabbos, having a good piece of meat, having good fish, having good soup, having a good shluf. Those are Einik Shabbos, and that's the difference between Kavod and Einik Shabbos. I use that most of the time, but just so that we can start the learning, let's start a little bit over here. We're starting with Siman Resh Mem Beis. Lizar beKavod Shabbos uBeSif Echad, the first sif in Hilchos Shabbos. Afilu Misha Tzarech LaCherem, even who somebody who has to come on to others. Im Yeshloi Ma'at Mishaloi, even if only has very little money. Sarach Lazarus Atzmai Lechabed Es Shabbos. He should be careful, and he should be Ma'aneg Es HaShabbos. The Loy Amru Asay Shabbat Chachol. This is what the Gemara says. Don't make your Shabbos not be a Shabbos Dikah Shabbos, but Al Tzarach Lebrius. Because if you're going to go ahead and spend the money on Shabbos, you're going to come to having to come onto other people to support yourself during the week. Ela Misha Shah Dechukaloi BeYoser. That is only somebody who is very, very tight. Rather, buy a little bit less the rest of the week so that you can be Mechabed the Shabbos. We'll stop over here. Mi'atz Hashem, we will start with the Mishnah Berurah on Monday when we get together again. Shkoyach.